So we are here in a narrow street. It's not a street from the 19th century. It's more old than that, because we are in the part of the island who are from the Middle Age.
Yeah.
So we can find here more little houses, more narrow and less higher than the other street. And here we are just in front of a house where was born André Modeste Gretry.
Okay.
And Gretry is a famous composer from Liège who was really good to compose music and opera. So he went to Paris to work there. He was the favorite composer of Marie Antoinette. And just after the revolution, he was the one of the composer of Napoleon also. So he, a lot of people get killed at the French Revolution. Because the people like his music. He was still alive after the revolution, even if he was working for the king. I'm gonna show you one of the music he has composed. And it's a music from an opera, a comic opera. It's called Richard the Lionheart. And it's yes, he was living so at the 18th century. It's a classical composer, a little bit like Mozart. So if you like Mozart, you're gonna maybe compare the music between Mozart and Gretry. It's a little bit the same musical style. Here it is.
Nice.
It's a part of it because it's more long than that, but I have to stop it. So this house, you cannot see it, but I have to explain that the old architecture of Liège is made with stone, bricks, but also wood. So on the ground floor, it's the grey stone, a little bit like the one we touched. And on the first floor, it's a wood structure. Yeah, it's a kind of grid. And inside the square of the grid, there is the windows there. It's like the old houses we can find in Germany a lot. But also in Liège, we have that kind of wood structure for the houses. But you have to know that in the 19th century, we decided to give up that material, the wood, to construct, to build the houses, because it was they had some fire hazard, so it was too risky to have wood on the houses. But we can still see it on the old houses. This one is from the 17th century. And Grétry was born there in 1741. Something like 100 years old after the construction of the house.
Wow.
Okay?
Yes.
So let's continue.